closer to Texas. Any day but Sunday, they got the one-day bag of food. Cheerios, cans of fruit cocktail or amniotic peaches, field or navy beans, a tall white can with black letters that said beef, or sometimes pork, sometimes roll-on deodorant, maybe conditioner, sometimes condoms. Always a three-day bag of food if they were visible children. Then a change of clothes from a thrift store, which, after scanning through, they'd usually refuse. But what they wanted was the $10 check for gasoline to get them east to Birmingham, west to Meridian. Sundays were closed, but I'm ass deep in the donation bin, sorting out the yard sale overflow. King Solomon of bric-a-brac, deciding at a glance between what is of value and might be sold, and what should be hauled to the dump. Sundays were dead as 4 o'clock, but I liked the work. It brought my right mind, and often in the trash bags of largesse there was unintentional treasure, washed bills and watch pockets, a sterling earring mixed in among the others. Then I heard their footsteps behind me. He was a skinny man and young, cigarette western hat and boots, NASCAR t-shirt. She might have been his daughter or his wife. Small and ginger cake brown. His eyes looked for mine, but I kept them from him. "We're needing money for gas to get her back to Texas," he said. "I'm told this place has money for that." Beer and smoke on his breath. "Not much and not today," I said. "Anyway, it's a check that's only good for one tank and can't get you where you need to go." He listened, impassive, like not listening. But what I said seemed like rain to her and made me wish I hadn't said it. I spoke to their backs. "You can help for pay." Together we dragged out stained mattresses, carpets, and the leaking corpse of a waterbed. I gave them cash and took their thanks and saw them later as I drove home, my pilgrims, leaving Texaco on foot, a six-pack in each of their hands, moving closer to Texas, however they please.